Welcome to Simple Wins, the show where we talk to the architects behind the most successful B2B firms. We're currently in the middle of a massive project curating the 2026 B2B benchmark, and we're looking for the high-level strategies that actually work in today's market. And I knew I had to get David Resk on the mic to help us set that standard. David is the founder and CEO of NowSpeed Marketing and a digital marketing veteran with over 30 years of experience. He's also an adjunct professor at Boston College, where he teaches business planning, and the author of the new book, Ex Entrepreneur. David, a big welcome to the show. So excited to have you here.
Adam, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So tell me the difference between GEO and SEO.
Good question. So, as a digital agency, we've been helping our clients with SEO for a long time because really Google has been the 800-pound gorilla in that space. Everybody uses Google to search. And that's really changed in the last couple of years as people are starting to use AI tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude to get answers to their questions. And so SEO was really the art and science of making your website look like what Google wanted to see, so that you could get better visibility on certain search keywords, right? So you get better visibility, that means you get more traffic for free, which is an amazing thing. And then you got more customers or grow your business. GEO, Generative Engine Optimization, is a practice that we built into our firm over the last year. We were one of the leading pioneers in this space. And that's really about providing a better visibility in the AI search engines. So it's, you know, in our world, it's a practice about technically understanding how visible you are in search queries, not keywords, but queries. You got to start with what are the questions your buyers are asking in order to find products and services like yours. So, and are you visible on ChatGPT, Claude, Google AI overviews, etc.? You've got to be visible. And then do they link to you? So, and then is the sentiment positive or negative? So it's more than just keyword visibility. It's deep understanding of what are the questions, what are the, are you visible, do you get a link, and then is it positive or negative? Are they saying accurate, positive things about you that you really want to have? So there's the GEO services about first technically understanding where you're at and monitoring that, which you've got to do. And then secondly, it's building out the content to answer the questions that your buyers are asking. And I can talk more about that. But companies in general do a terrible job of putting out content to train AI. And an analogy that I use is it's almost like Google and ChatGPT have given us a free sales rep. You get a free sales rep out there representing, it's a customer service rep representing your brand and answering all these questions for everybody. But guess what? You haven't trained them at all. You've said to that rep, go read my website and then represent my brand. And if you did that with a real rep, you'd probably be fired because your website doesn't have all the answers to all the questions that your buyers are asking. Often websites are very crisp and short, and they're more like brochures, right? So you've got to build out your content. And then the third part of our services, we call it business authority, understanding what all these other websites are saying about you, because that's a big part of what the AI tools use to train them. So, you know, what does Reddit say about you? What does Google My Business say about you? What do review sites say about you? What do the directories say about you? What does Wikipedia say about you? So you've got to understand all that and then correct the record. Make sure it's accurate, positive, and clear. So sorry for the long answer, but our GEO service is really about visibility, understanding the metrics, building out all the right content, and then building your business authority.
Amazing. So I want to have some understanding of this. I'm talking to the expert here, so I know you know the answer to this. So in SEO, I know it's all about backlinks, right? It's all about having higher domain authorities kind of link back to you. In GEO, have you been seeing it's the same? Does it still come back to backlinks, or is it more about just the content that's written on a page?
Well, in SEO, my belief is that it's about backlinks and it's about the content. So you've got to have good content on your website, but the content is usually about the keyword itself. You're kind of building those keyword phrases into meta tags and into your content and into internal links and the links that you have back from other websites. So it's really about those, maybe those two things. In GEO, it's really, instead of backlinks, we talk about business authority. So what is Reddit saying about you? What is What do these directories say about you? What does the press say about you? So yes, those are links, but it's not as simple as, you know, having the keyword in the link and having the link. You know, in SEO world, the link is the value. Now you've got to really understand what it's saying about you, and is that accurate, true, positive, good, and is it linking back to you? And it's much richer than just, it's actually a little bit simpler, because it doesn't matter if you have 1,000 links. It's really, what do these authoritative sites say about you, right? If you've got Reddit is one of the major sources, so what is Reddit saying about you? What does the New York Times say about you? What does Wikipedia say about you? So you've got to understand the key directories and the sources that the LLMs are pulling data from, and maybe correct the record or influence those in the best way that you can.
And what do you mean by correct the record?
I mean, if you've got a bad review, get better reviews. If you've got a directory that you set up in 2016 when you were starting your business and your business has changed and evolved, we do these audits. And, you know, you might, for a particular business, we start an engagement by saying, what is your business about? How is it different? What are your products and services? And then we look at these directories or these review sites. And marketing people may have set these up 5 or 10 years ago. And even if you set it up and put the content out there, it may have changed or grown. So you've got to figure out really what's out there. And then, is the content accurate, true of who you are today, and positive in the way that you want it to be? You know, just do it as a simple test. Just ask ChatGPT, for example, to list the pros and cons of your business versus one of your competitors and see if you like what it says. You know? It says, you're a great business, high quality, but you're super expensive and complicated to work with. Or your competitor is much more innovative than you. And see if you like that. And if you're happy with what it says, then you're done. Everything's good. The rep is trained and it's doing a great job. But odds are you won't be happy, because it's not going to say everything positive about you. And if you want to win, you should try to figure out a way to influence that. And we're not trying to trick it. We're trying to provide accurate information across these different channels to make sure it's trained properly.
So you're referencing like versus pages, correct? In a sense, like, for example, like our company versus this company, and then putting that on your website.
Yeah, you could do it. You could do it that way, or if you can get an article in the press about that, or look at a directory, all those kinds of things. But it's training itself to answer those questions for buyers. And you just want to make sure that you're providing the best content possible.
I love that. And as you know, this show is called Simple Wins, because the best experts usually have the simplest solutions. What would you say is your signature simple win, that one tweak that you've seen work time and time again that a listener could implement this week?
Well, there's so many. But if I had to say one simple thing, maybe it was what I just shared. Do some searches. And the problem with you doing your own searches is they're not comprehensive. So if you know you're going to hire an agency to do this, we're going to do a more comprehensive analysis. But the simple win would be ask ChatGPT or Google Gemini or one of the other about your brand. And again, see if you're happy with the result. And then the simple win would be go to the directories, ask where did you find information about me? And then go to those sources and see if you can correct the record to be as positive as possible. You know, that's a simple win. It's often a lot of work to do that, because now that you've got to go to, you know, all these other directories and sites and correct your website, but start small and correct the most obvious mistakes. The other simple win that I would say is think about, again, you can use ChatGPT to do this, but think about what are the questions your buyers are asking about your company when they're trying to do business with you about, you know, maybe, and then think about questions across the buying cycle. What do they ask early in the buying cycle, mid and late in the buying cycle? And make sure that those questions are answered on your website. Build on an FAQ section on your website and put the answers to those questions out there. So those are two simple ideas. Correct the record and then build out some more content to answer the basic questions.
That's fantastic. And what would you say is one golden rule that you've seen in your industry that most people think is essential, but you've proven is a huge waste of time?
In this category, I might go back to SEO versus GEO. A lot of people feel like, well, if I just do a great job with SEO, that's going to translate into GEO. So it's not that SEO is a waste of time. It's that it's not the same thing. So SEO is going to be much more focused on keywords, and you've got to understand questions in the GEO world. You've got to understand the questions that the buyers are asking. So it's a much more detailed, thorough analysis than just thinking about, like, what are the 20, 30 search keywords. So I think understanding the difference between SEO and GEO is essential. As a business owner, just don't assume that your GEO firm SEO practices translate into great visibility in the LLMs.
Absolutely. And obviously, when we're trying to go ahead and rank for these LLMs, I think our brains as business owners is we revert back to, like, keywords, right? Because that's what we've been doing since the beginning of time. But now it's changed where there's intent written questions. How do you kind of go ahead and format what type of questions a buyer might be asking? So this way you can actually go ahead and check to see if these LLMs are actually recommending you.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we do is we build what we call a content map. And so in order to do this, you first got to understand what the business is about. We've got to understand your competitors. We've got to understand the key issues in your industry. So one of the industries that we serve is solar installers. And so if you're trying to decide if you want rooftop solar on, you know, in your house in Massachusetts, what are the questions buyers should be asking? And so we do this analysis to figure out the business. And then we think about questions. It's not just one question, like, who's the best solar installer in Boston, Massachusetts, right? That's maybe the easiest, lowest level question. But there's a lot of questions, if you think about what buyers are really thinking about, across the buying cycle. They might start with, you know, what is solar all about? And why should I even think about it? And how much does it cost? And how popular is it right now? Or are costs coming down? Or, you know, all the questions you think about when you're just starting to think about, like, you know, is this something interesting? And then halfway through the process, you're asking different kinds of questions. Once you've done all that initial research, you're trying to ask, like, hey, what's the payback on solar? And is this really cost effective? You know, and what types of technologies have been involved? And how long does this last? And, you know, those kind of questions. Then later in the buying process, you're saying, well, who are the best vendors? And who's got the best quality? And who's got the best guarantee? And who can install the fastest? And who's the lowest price? So you start to ask these different questions. So you think about questions across the buying cycle. And then you're going to think about all the personas, right? So in B2B, we often talk about personas like the business buyer, right? So what's the economic value of this? Why are we doing this for the business? Then there's the user buyer. How easy is this to use? And is this going to be the most effective for my job? Or what difference is it going to make? And then there's the financial buyer, which is what's the ROI? What's the dollar and cents part of this? So you think about, you know, questions across the buying cycle for every persona and then for every product and service you've got. So it's a lot of questions people are asking. It's not like, hey, we want to rank on these 10 keywords. We've got to understand what the LLMs are saying on 100 questions, 200 questions, 300 questions. And if we can answer those accurately, we're not trying to trick the LLMs, we're trying to train them accurately to represent our brand in the best way possible. So it's a much more thorough way of thinking about training and questions than we did with keywords.
I'm so glad I asked that question. That was such a good response.
Thank you.
Really, really good. And I guess a question there is, if you could snap your fingers and give your clients a massive competitive edge by December, what's that one transformation you'd want to see every single one of them achieve?
I think they, you know, this area of GEO is so important, and the early adopters will have a massive advantage over time. So it's just like the early adopters of SEO and PPC and great websites, that benefit stayed with them for years to come. And so it's the people who are saying, you know, it's the laggards who are saying, well, unless you can prove the ROI on this thing, I'm not going to buy now. It's going to be hard to prove the ROI on this, although we know there will be an ROI. It's the people who are visionaries who are saying, I've got to be first. I've got to win in this. Those are the ones who are going to invest. And so what I'd like to see them do is think through this process in detail. Do the analytics, build out the content, build out their business authority, and win. You know, there's it's not like we're trying to build a skyscraper and we need to invest $100 billion in this project. This is in the thousands of dollars to do this well, maybe for a large company in the tens of thousands of dollars, but these are not huge numbers to win on the next most exciting innovation in marketing, since search. So, you know, companies should be doing this as fast as they possibly can. And there's just no reason to have inaccurate, bad answers in the AIs, in the AI, in the LLMs. They should correct the record and make sure they're represented as well as possible.
David, this is amazing. Where should people go to learn more about you?
Nowspeed.com. We've got a lot of content there. We've got digital marketing guide. Just released a new guide on GEO and AI search. It's on our website. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn, David Reske. I'm pretty easy to find.
Amazing. David, thank you so much for jumping on today. This was fantastic.
Thanks, Adam. Great to be here, and thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Everyone, thank you so much for listening, and please make sure to click on the link in the description. Go check out David's site, because seriously, what he's doing with GEO is fantastic. So thank you all for listening. I will see you on the next episode.